You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings.
Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
Dan. Hey, it's Billy. We're getting a little worried about Colorado football back here.
Because people keep transferring?
No. I was just looking at the schedule, and I don't know if you want to do wins and losses with us down the thing, but I think there's a chance Colorado might win zero games this year, which would be really, really bad.
Oh, man. Would it?
I mean, because they won one last year, right? But they do not have an easy schedule at all. And we're just kind of looking at it saying, like, where do they win? Is it TCU, Dan, week one?
I don't want to play wins and losses. We have done already that their first five games are really hard, and they're going to lose whatever momentum they have in the first five games. But what is success? Because we're allowed to give them a second, no? Or?
No.
No. Does Dion and his brand allow for, hey, give me a second?
Okay, but...
Because he gets by on all bravado, and he's always been a front-running coach. He's always had these really talented teams at lower levels that dominate from the outset. So how will the Coach Prime gimmick...
I want him to succeed. Let me get out ahead and say that. I want him to succeed, but I also kind of see this may blow up. And then what happens?
Well, I'm assuming he's going to get his ass kicked for the first year, because maybe you could do it the way Lincoln Riley does. You show up at USC with the same number of portal and transfer players, and immediately USC goes from an average program to a borderline contender program. But Colorado's really bad. Like, not, they've been bad for years. They haven't been USC. They've been really bad. And I don't expect anybody to be able to get there and turn it around, even in the modern age of mercenaries, in 1 year.
But if you talk to people around the program, they already don't have control, and they're kind of getting pushed around by Deion Sanders. We've never seen Deion Sanders really have to deal with adversity as the person running a program.
It's going to be great content is the answer to your question. And I'm assuming, you think people out there are assuming, well, Deion will get there with his Louis Vuitton bags and all his portal guys.
A lot of those bags are getting lost at the airport, my friend.
And he's going to be able to beat the elite powers that, what's the schedule at the beginning, Billy?
Who all right, they have? Ooh, W's and L's, I love this. All right, at TCU.
Tough game.
L.
That's an L.
That's an L. That's an L.
Then versus Nebraska, but a new look Nebraska.
Who did Colorado beat last year? They won two games, correct? Colorado won twice?
They won one game last year.
Who did they beat? Was it?
They beat Cal, I believe. Wow. I'll tell you right now. They won one game. They beat Cal, yeah.
I mean, low bar. Deion's only got to win two games for it to be a success on the season.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the pivot, but does Coach Prime really celebrate
double the wins?
I'm win
winning
season?
Twice as much. I brought twice as much winning to
pretty
your
tough
program.
To argue with.
The more information I get about what's going on at Colorado, the more I run through that schedule and do dubs and L's, which I hope we hold your feet
was
to
Nebraska,
the flame.
Yeah, it was Nebraska, W or an L.
Matt Rhule, I think,
first
is the coach
home game. Matt Rhule is the coach. The tickets are over $400. Very pricey ticket.
If he won, that would rule.
Oh, geez.
All right, go sit in the penalty box. Yeah.
Yep,
see ya.
Why'd you? Bye-bye.
I mean, I don't understand how you had the confidence.
He didn't have the confidence. He had the space.
So
we have to address that.
W-L, what are we thinking?
Nebraska, I don't want to do wins
in Colorado.
I think
that one's an L, though.
I'm going to put an L, too. Now, here's where things get interesting. They host Colorado State. I think that that's their best shot.
That's
rivalry
best shot
game, too.
It is.
It's a big rivalry game.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado State has been one of the worst programs.
Wait, is that a neutral site game or they host it? Because usually that's at Mile High.
But it's a rivalry game, and I don't think...
Oh, a lot of great moments. Who can forget Bradley Van Pelt and them boys, John Mosier taking back a kickoff return?
Put it on the poll as well, Juju. Has Colorado State done anything since Sonny Lubick left? Because I don't believe Colorado State has been any good for 20 years.
It looks like it's at Folsom Field in Boulder.
Okay, so that's a huge advantage. Let's call that a dub.
Wow, okay, there we go. All right,
so now they're off to a hot start.
One and two.
Comparatively.
Yeah. Well, we've equaled last season's win total 3 weeks in, so that's good.
That's great.
But then you head to Oregon.
Yeah, that's an L.
That's probably an L. And then you come back home and you host USC. I mean,
L.
That's probably another one, right? Then you go over to Arizona State.
Also new look.
Team in flux.
They got a shot.
Now,
but also Arizona State's looking at their calendar.
Let's circle back to that one.
Wait, no. Mike says you got a shot. I'm going to go ahead and say on the front end, you asked me where my expectations are.
Yeah.
My expectations are that Colorado will not be able, with its schedule, to win a road game. Oh. Of any kind.
Well, then that's an L because that's on the road.
Of any kind.
That's an L.
You know what was like the most unsettling part of last year's college football season? I saw Arizona State playing a day game.
Yeah, that was
weird. I had never seen that before.
That's true. I saw
And their team name is the Sun Devils, but I'd never seen them during the day.
Well, you're used to, usually on an AstroTurf field and usually when you've lost money gambling for the day.
Chasing.
Not just chasing, but chasing offense.
Yeah.
Chasing, let's run all over the field and see if you can get me an over here in the first
half. This quarterback looks athletic. Yeah, it's usually Oregon State, Arizona State, and it's a primer before Timmy Chang and them boys.
Did Herm Edwards have anything in the way of what can be considered success as a pro coach who went to the
college? He took his firing very well on the field.
Yeah.
I think he knew.
Anything else we need to do here?
Well, no, then they come home for a Friday game against Stanford. That one.
Also a new look Stanford. It's no longer David Shaw and
Friday
them boys.
Game too. It's a quick turnaround.
That's a Friday game.
Well, Billy, let me ask you, what are you rooting for here? Because I'm rooting here for the content of chaos.
Well, I would love for him to succeed, but I'm looking at the schedule and I see that I don't know what's going to happen. And also, when they hired him, they said, we don't have the money to do this.
That's correct.
So if you don't have the money to do this and then you start out 1-6 at this point, I think, 1-5, then what happens?
They are interesting, and they are in the currency of the day, which is attention. It's attention. You will be paying attention to the losses in a way that you haven't paid attention to Colorado in 30 years.
Right now, it's really good times in Colorado. They're selling out their spring games. They have all this attention. And even if people jettison, you have the social capital of Deion Sanders saying, we're purging the roster. We don't want them here. But if you know what's going on, there is no way they want to lose players of this caliber, even for a Colorado team that won one game last year. They're also losing recruits. That has nothing to do with purging your roster of the bad apples. So I don't know how this is going to work if he's 1-7. And I do think you're going to get chaos either way. If he's good and he pulls off a shocking upset, like he doesn't have to be bowl eligible in year one. But if he knocks out like a USC, if he wins at TCU, if he wins at Oregon, you could already see the seeds of this working.
But if you fail publicly, is that better than failing privately?
I'm just giving him a year. I'm giving him a year. Put it on the poll,
please. Will he give himself a year?
Yeah, that's another thing.
That's my thing. Like, how will he handle a year of this schedule where they're going to be underdogs in most of those games and substantial underdogs? How will he handle it?
What was the Stanford WRL, though, just for record?
I don't know what they're going to look like without David Shaw.
Quick turnaround.
Are you going to keep going?
At UCLA, you said all road losses, so we'll give that an L.
I don't want to do this.
Back home against Oregon State.
Okay.
The
Oregon State, I mean, they have Uyunglele now as her quarterback.
Mm.
Yeah. Is he any good?
We'll find out.
I think he'll be better there. Like, Oregon State was feisty last year. They were really good.
He was not any good when he was Clemson's quarterback.
Bad.
Clemson was unimaginative. Like, that's a good quarterback for Oregon State in terms of talent level. They haven't had that talent at that quarterback position.
I look at him and I see field goals.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so then I'll put a W, and then we have the two wins. And
Oregon State was good last year.
Wait a minute. I'm not making that a W. I'm simply giving
L. Then L. Okay.
All right. Stop it.
Sorry.
I don't want to do this
versus
anymore.
Versus Arizona.
I don't want. That's it. I'm checking
There's
out.
There's only three more. We might as well finish here. Versus Arizona.
He does not have the quarterback advantage against Oregon State.
The thing that I wanted to ask all of you was about
speed.
An NBA ref, Eric Lewis, being caught as a Twitter burner account. This happened yesterday, and an NBA ref.
It was a pro officiating burner?
And people saw what he was commenting on, and they realized he was caught as an NBA ref in the shadows defending a little vigilantly things around Eric Lewis. Too vigilantly to not be noticed that, hey, this is an NBA ref in here. That account has since been deleted, Mike. I see you at your phone trying to find it. You will not find it because it's him. You will not find the account anymore. The account is now gone. He is hoping no one has noticed this, I am assuming.
What would this account tweet Eric Lewis really nailed that call.
Well,
Eric Lewis is having a great game.
It was he had a lot of opinions on a variety of different basketball related things that made it clear, hey, is this Eric Lewis? Is this NBA? He was not good enough at disguising all of this.
Dude, the idea of a burner account is just totally lost on me. I am not someone of tremendous repute, and I don't pay attention to anyone on social media, really.
That's true.
Unless it's people that I know.
At Washington State, Friday game, another one.
Ooh, Eric Wazoo. Lewis is someone whose name I did not know until yesterday, until this controversy. This was not
the burner account was Blair Cutliffe.
Put that one down as an L.
You have to look at some of what is being said here on this account, Mike, because there are people following it. And I think I'd like to end this segment with you simply reading a variety of tweets from the Eric Lewis burner account.
Lakers being swept despite no Eric Lewis. I don't think he was the problem. Send the burner account.
And we finish up at Utah. That's an L, Dan. At Utah. I'll just put an L, yeah.
Heat versus refs, he replied to that account once by "That ain't true, stop spreading lies, GTFOH.
Wow, 11-1.
What is his pseudonym? What is the
Blair
name?
Cutliffe.
How embarrassing was it for him when the walls started closing in and he looked up and he realized, oh my God, they're on to me? They might know. Blair might have to go into hiding. Blair had to delete his account because he got caught as an NBA. NBA referees are to be not heard, not noticed, not talked about.
He replied at someone, quote, butt juice.
He has a per diem and a great union, and just it's a really good job to fly all over the place. All you have to do is not that. All you have to do is just keep floating along without anyone. You don't want to be Scott Foster. You don't want to be any of the. You don't want to be Ed Malloy. You don't want to be any of these names that people know and associate with. Oh, the league is fixed. And you don't want to hide in the shadows as a burner account and have that be the only thing I know about you.
Two guys here from my friends over at Simply Safe. Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes, and it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security, the only home security system I use and recommend. I've had it in my home for many, many years. I love it. Springtime to me, we love to travel, and I love the fact that no matter where I am in the world, I can keep an eye on my home thanks to Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe blankets your whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more, plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. Get 20% off your system today when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. That's simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Don Lebatard.
Yes, you can't talk about double-digit national titles when every single call of you winning the national title sounds like this. Oh, there's Chubby Checker running down the sideline. If the audio... Yeah,
that's no, not true.
Yeah, and there's a World War II veteran pitching into another white guy, and he avoids another white guy. Oh, my God, Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, have done it again for the eighth time, only paying white people.
Stugatz.
Chubby Checker.
I'm sorry.
He's black.
He's black, and I was like, what's a white name? Chubby Checker. I picked a black. I'm sorry, man. I'm improvising here.
I thought I didn't.
It's a pretty cool riff.
Chubby Checker running down the side.
He spells it differently. All right. His name is Chubby. Maybe you didn't hear me correctly. His name is Chubby Checkers. There's an S at the end.
I feel like that should be the largest of fun.
Yeah, Chubby. It's Chubby Checker. It sounds like a college football name.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, has a limited time offer for new customers. Use code DAN when you sign up on the DraftKings Sportsbook app to check it out.
I wish that the audience could have heard what was happening during the break, where Tony and Jeremy decided together, and this happened and escalated quickly because these are thoughts that were not happening 6 quarters ago. But the general prevailing theme was the season will be fine as long as it gets past Boston. Like if it gets to Denver and we're all wandering around the streets and it's like, yeah, of course Jokic beat them. Look at him. I mean,
look at this guy.
He's doing soccer throw-ins from the back of his, from the back of his head. He's rolling to his left on a left-footed, one-footed step back, throwing the ball at the basket in a way that is not a basketball shot that anyone ever takes who isn't in a panic or who knows how to play basketball, and it goes in three times to sweep LeBron. They're all like, yeah, you lose to Jokic, it's fine. But you don't want to be the first team ever to cough up 3-0.
That's it.
And this is why I'm telling you, you guys say the fear's not here yet. Well, it's around the corner. It's get behind in game six and see if the fear doesn't arrive. Get behind double digits in game six and see if you start trying to talk yourself into, well, they do well in these scenarios. They come back, even though you have seen last year three times on your home floor, Boston dragged you three times. And that Boston team, you know they're good. You know that the aberration was the first three games. You saw the TNT crew speechless after game two. Charles, speechless, just with mouths hanging open. How the hell did this happen? Because the expectation is that Boston is better. Now, the truth of the matter is, and this is where it gets scary for both sides, these two teams have been the same for 3-4 years. Like, it's Bam at the basket blocking Tatum. It's Jimmy one shot for the Eastern Conference. They're the same. We can make it a 1 and an 8 and everything else. But what began as no one's come back from 3-0 now becomes, hey, how many have come back from 3-2? Because I just saw Boston do it against the MVP. I saw Boston look like they were on the ropes. And then going to Philadelphia, and that's the game I expect in Miami. I'm not saying Boston will win it, but I expect it to be like, oh my God, everyone on both sides is terrified because they know the consequences of feeling like I've got 2 days of fear as a Heat fan because now I know I'm going into Boston, and Boston's going to be like a 7 or an 8 point favorite at home.
And now you have supremely confident Boston Celtics fans. Even our friend Charlotte Wilder, you remember how she worked herself into a frenzy after a 24-hour delay, and now she's pulling a Ryan Cortez. She's calling radio stations. Listen to this.
Let's go down to South Beach and let's talk to Charlotte. You want CBS Sports Radio?
Hey there. Yeah, Charlotte from South Beach, longtime listener, first time caller. What are we doing here? Jimmy and Bam didn't have that dog in them tonight, and they can't keep turning the ball over like that. And, oh, psych. Celtics in 7, baby. Let's go. Mac and Smart told you don't let him get one.
That was a creative call. 855-212-4CBS.
The funny part about that is WQAM was a network coverage because we care so little about our basketball team compared to Boston.
There was a guy in a closet somewhere doing a radio show for like $100, and he's like, let's go down to South Beach because I'm in Baltimore. Yeah, I don't know.
I was listening. I'm like, who's the QAM host that's hosting this? That's not Tommy Tighe. What is
Alex Solana?
This is such a crappy impersonation, all of it. I asked her to play Sweet Caroline. I asked her to. she went.
No, that one's better.
She,
actually.
She made a better choice.
Yeah,
there.
That's
yeah,
a much yeah. better choice. That one's yeah. more associated with Boston.
And, oh, psych. Celtics in seven, baby.
Let's go. Max and Matt told you, don't let him get one.
That was a creative call. 855-212-4CBS.
The host couldn't care less. Our market couldn't care less.
That is not a South Florida radio person. That's someone doing a show that is aired in South Florida, as Tony said, from some sort of sad end of career existent late night Baltimore radio
because
station.
Because we long ago made the decision, yeah, overnights, not for us down here.
The fear is around the corner if it has not yet arrived. You know that I... We didn't play Listen, Pal enough yesterday.
Listen, Pal.
there is going to be such a good parade of gas bags from us after...
Fat Dan Levitar.
Listen, Pal.
After game three, if the Heat become the first ever to...
I'm worried there could be a parade of gas bag of just everything I've said, so I'm kind of shaking.
You're not alone in this. There's somebody else who lives in another state who will be first and foremost out of everything.
That's seven, true. Baby, let's go. Mac and Smart told you don't let him get one.
You saw that Jaylen Brown said, don't let us get three.
Listen, pal.
Fat Dan Levitar.
Oh, come on. I saw that headline yesterday from the Big Lead, and I'm like, really?
And your fat daddy.
I mean, you didn't put my fat daddy in the headline.
Sweet Miss Lourdes, I'll see you Saturday.
No, you put Fat Dan Levitard is all
fat
you put.
Fat Dan Levitard.
Gratuitous.
I looked, I was on the screen, I was like, listen, pal.
Uncalled for. Chuck, come on. What are
Everything's
you doing?
Everything's going to be all right.
Is it?
Yeah.
Everything's going to be all right.
I wanted to ask all of you, Stephen A. Smith, I don't know if we have this sound. I did see it in one of the Slack channels, but I don't know if we have it readily available. Stephen A. Smith has basically just said flatly, I want to be remembered as the greatest television talent in history. And when he said it, my reaction was the same as it was when Mark Jackson called originally Steph Curry and Klay Thompson the best shooting backcourt ever. Before they'd actually done anything other than shoot, they hadn't won any championships, and Mark Jackson said, as their coach, this is the best shooting tandem ever. And my response was, oh, get out of here, and then I thought about it, oh, maybe. And in this instance, I had the same sort of reaction when it's like, oh, come on, Stephen A., and then I'm like, well, who would it be? Because is it Regis Philbin?
I mean, this is so, like, you locked into your sports brain.
Yeah.
There's Dick Clark. There's Ryan yeah. Seacrest.
Oh,
there's Walter Cronkite.
Please. I submit
there's
to the courts.
There's Barbara Walters. There's Oprah Winfrey.
Nick Steve Cannon. Harvey. Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey is a good one.
Come on, Steve Harvey.
Yeah. When he says, you guys seem to be in agreement, greatest television talent ever.
You can make the argument in sports here in America, yeah.
It's just not something that actually requires.
Actually, he's behind Howard Cosell in my book.
Wow.
Mm.
A great really? Deal of actual talent. All of the people that you mentioned, I don't think of them as uniquely talented at the doing of television. The
you sound silly if you think Stephen A's not talented.
Yeah. Well,
he's incredibly talented. He's on the medal stand all time for sports media personalities. Yeah.
He not also just has a talent, serious acting role.
Mm-hmm.
He's in General Hospital.
Exactly
yeah,
right.
He's incredible. I mean, it's not an insult to rank the man behind Howard Cosell.
Yeah, a little bit.
It is.
He wasn't doing just sports.
That's asinine. It's asinine. Can Stephen A. Smith host the Oscars?
Yes.
Oh, he
easily.
Thinks he can.
I know he
oh,
thinks
yeah,
he can.
Easily.
I know he thinks he can. But can he host it and be good?
Why can't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of super talented people that host it and aren't good.
Nah. Now I'm starting to think that Stephen A. might be like Jimmy Butler. Like, if he just thinks he can kind of do it.
He thinks that he could be a stand-up comic.
Have you seen him cover MMA?
He's good.
Oh, is he?
He's good at everything he does, guys.
Wait a minute, Tony. I feel like
he's good at everything he does.
You're shying away from the microphone.
Tony, you're not being honest.
Have you seen him try to promo the Stanley Cup playoffs? He's got his strengths, right?
But if that was his only job, he'd be great at it.
He'd be incredible at it.
Too many jobs.
Get him in a judge situation where he's like a judge.
Stephen A. on America's Got Talent.
Please.
See, like, he'd give the prize himself.
He would have gotten OJ off.
Mad Dog Russo can legitimately talk about almost everything. You're taking soccer out of the equation, whatever. We live in America. But Stephen A. is limited to football and basketball. That's he can do a couple of, like, Yankees things. But he certainly can do boxing.
Yes.
But if he can't do hockey, you expect him to host the Oscars? What?
Well, this is the thing that he's doing that I think is not entirely fair when he mentioned someone like Carol Burnett.
Can he do college football?
Or yes.
He cannot do college. They don't
put him
cover
on game
college
day.
They don't
Brother,
cover
put
college
him on
football.
Game day. Let him Boom. Shine. He would dominate.
Boom.
Let him shine. He would dominate.
Mm-hmm. Well,
college real hoopers football. Know.
What you're doing, Mike, that's unfair is go ahead and put Dick Clark on NHL hockey. See how that goes.
No, but go ahead
well,
and put
he's dead.
No,
so.
That's yeah, that's not what I'm doing.
Kind of
I'm
impossible.
Putting Dick Clark on Love on a game show. I'm putting Dick Clark on New Year's Rockin' Eve. I'm putting Dick Clark at award shows.
Oh
I'm just
God.
Putting. I'm keeping Stephen A. in his sports box. He can't do hockey. Can't do college football. He can barely do baseball. He can do two things better than damn near anyone has ever done it.
He would kill a New Year's Eve broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh my!
Imagine
God.
Him.
I would
in
watch.
Shoot.
I would watch.
With
I would watch. Guys.
With
guys,
a bottle of champagne.
Guys.
Come on.
Right.
Come
on.
Come
on. All right.
I would love it.
Have you watched a Stephen A. broadcast? The unique NBA basketball broadcast.
Don't
have you watched
it? Don't need to. I know he's great.
Not exactly.
Yeah.
Have you
so
watched
good.
It?
Don't need
yeah,
to.
No, it's great.
It's great.
No one can do anything
no
in
one
those
can,
four
you know
minutes.
What, no one else can do is look me in the eyes when I'm posing them these questions.
They are all looking away. It was interesting. They don't feel confident in their arguments.
Well, Tony's looking up treasure.
Right. Well, what's going on with you? You've been talking about buried treasure for 3 days.
Dan, you have 35 seconds.
I'll do it. Dan, I don't think there's any more buried treasure left. I think it's all been taken away. I don't think people out there searching, trying to find buried treasure, it's all gone. They all took it. It's all gone. It's all in different places. We're looking for nothing.
Billy, you're an asshole.
He really is. He really is. This is such a more
love that he knew we had 30 seconds left in the segment, and he just.
He's just been so excited to talk about treasure.
I am
man.
Really
I to
excited about
treasure.
He wanted to deflect
I
from
saw
having
a movie.
To answer
right.
that Stephen A. question.
7 seconds.
Yeah, he's great at
I've
MMA.
I've never seen Billy happier than you have 30 seconds.
Dead fish in my lap.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Simply Safe. Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes, and it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security, the only home security system I use and recommend. I've had it in my home for many, many years. I love it. Springtime to me, we love to travel, and I love the fact that no matter where I am in the world, I can keep an eye on my home thanks to Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe blankets your whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more, plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. Get 20% off your system today when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. That's simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.